this has been going on for a long time, where farmers are extorted money or asked for money in order to be allowed the privilege of staying in their own homes. I've heard of a lot of cases in the past of farmers that are forced to pay a lot of money just to get some sort of assurance that they might be able to stay for a little while longer. And then, of course, the local official has changed. And so then the new official comes and asks for more money. And so it goes on. And it's just, unfortunately, a symptom of a country where there is very little law left and where we've got a mafia kind of government. It's very exciting that this seems to be, in this particular case, some kind of accountability. So let's hope that that continues.
Now, do farmers pay out of fear, or they just have to pay it? Are they forced to actually do that?
Farmers know that if the district administrator or the governor or the minister of lands decides to take over his farm, then there's nothing that they can do, that they will lose their lives' work, that they will lose their homes, that they'll lose very often even their crops and everything else at the same time, and their tractors. So, you know, if a government official decides that he wants to extort money from a farmer, then it's very difficult for a farmer to say no, because he knows that he'll lose everything. So it's something that's been going on for a long time, and I know farmers that have been forced to pay tens of thousands of US dollars just to be able to continue farming on their land in a country that's starving.
How many white commercial farmers still remain on the land?
Very few. It's difficult to actually give a number, but we're down to significantly less than 10%. So looking at probably maybe 300 absolute maximum. And many of those are in very precarious circumstances, going through trials as we speak in the magistrates' court for committing the crime of farming. So it is a very precarious position and a very fluid position for those few that still remain on the land.
But are these farmers actually living in fear of losing their land?
Yeah, every day they live in fear. They don't know who's going to come down the driveway next and say, "Get out, this is mine." And that's been the position really for now 15 years, where farmers just do not have any security. They don't know who is going to decide that they are going to take over the property from one day to the next. There is absolutely no surety from one season to the next, or even from one day to the next.